Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
How about we see what's happening on Little Bay to Knock? Let's ring up Chris here from Bayview Bait and Tackle. Hopefully he's not too busy.
Bayview Bait.
Chris, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Howdy.
How are you today?
Okay.
Wanted to give you a call and see how things were on Little Bay to Knock. So, how goes it?
Still kind of so-so. I mean, everybody's catching some fish, but it just isn't quite the numbers that we'd like to see overall. I've had a few guys, though, have actually been doing pretty good, fishing around the edges of the emerging weed beds, pitching a lot of crawlers on jigs, and a few of the guys have been doing quite well doing that.
Hmm. Are you seeing any bass coming in or hearing about bass fishing picking up at all?
Well, you know, it's walleye world out here, so there's not too many people after them. Myself, personally, though, I'm still fishing them pretty regularly. I've been fishing the Escanaba and Ford Rivers both here.
Mm-hmm.
I did actually pick up my first 20-inch bass of the season here just a couple of nights ago down at the mouth of the Ford River.
Nice.
Tube jigs, so, yeah, it was nice.
Nice. You're really big on those tube jigs.
They definitely, the bass really like them. They're almost like magic on bass sometimes.
What's your favorite color for smallmouth?
Around here in the bays and the rivers, I like actually more of the brighter colors. Chartreuse colors have been working really well for us here in the rivers here lately. When I start fishing them out in the lake, then I'll tend to go a little bit more natural, you know, more watermelons and pumpkins. But in the rivers, they really like those brighter chartreuse colors, it seems like.
Well, that sounds good. I appreciate the tip there for the listeners.
Yeah, no problem.
And when is this big bass tournament coming to town? I know it's sometime this summer.
It's supposed to be here right about the middle part of August. It's
okay.
The BASS, the Federation Nation. It's their kind of like the BASS minor leagues.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, their regional championship there. So it's kind of an invitation-only thing, but it should be really interesting to see how they do.
You think they're going to be hitting you up for coming in and hitting you up for information? I would be.
They already have been, so.
Have they? It's pre-scouting, huh?
Yep.
All right, well, I really appreciate it, Chris. And anything else you want to add?
Well, it's the salmon fishing is just barely getting started out there now. We've heard a couple reports of some salmon being caught down around the Ford River Can. But Cedar River, still nothing much happening down there yet. In Fairport, they're getting, averaging maybe two or three fish a trip out there, salmon and steelhead both. So.
Well, that's exactly what I've heard about Fairport probably last week. So.
Just a matter of time.
Well, I really appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for your time, and hopefully you have a great rest of the week. Stay cool if you can.
Well, that's what the air conditioner's for. Thanks a lot.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.